And good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Welcome to As the Sun Sets. We pray the evening prayer of the church at this time, and I hope you've had a wonderful day. It's Monday, yes, at the beginning of the week, and it's always lovely being with you any day of the week. But thank you for joining me. I know some of you are traveling home, some of you are sitting at home, you've got your Bibles, your books in your hands, ready to pray the evening prayer of the church with me. Today is the, if you've got your breviaries with you, it's the fourth week of the Psalter. And those of you who are interested, we're going to be praying Psalm 135 today. 35 in, divided up into two parts. So let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Psalm 135, 'tis a paschal hymn. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. God planned to bring all things together under Christ when the fullness of time had come. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us, in all wisdom and insight, the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God planned to bring all things together under Christ when the fullness of time had come. Thank you. Our gospel reading this evening is taken from the gospel according to Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 27. Jesus was setting out on a journey when a man ran up, knelt before him, and put this question to him. Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You must not kill. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not bring false witness. You must not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Master, I have kept all these things from my earliest days. And Jesus looked steadily at him, and loved him, and he said, There is one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you own, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come, follow me. But his face fell at these words, and he went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. And Jesus looked round, and he said to his disciples, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astounded by these words, but Jesus insisted. My children, he said to them, How hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Well, they were more astonished than ever. In that case, they said to one another, Who can be saved? And Jesus gazed at them. For men, he said, it is impossible. But not for God, because everything is possible for God. Well, I love the gospel today, one which we can really spend a lot of time on. But let's just pause for a moment and look at some of the details of the gospel and see how this can apply to us in our lives. Jesus was setting out on a journey, and then this man came up and he knelt before him and he said, What must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, first of all, he was a young man, we are told, a young man. And he was desirous of eternal life. Eternal life. So there was some good in him. He really wanted to reach out and he wanted to be with God forever. He was very blessed because he had inherited a lot of money. And Jesus said, he put the question to him. Good Master, says this young man who comes to Jesus. And what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, Well, why do you call me good? And so on, no one is good but God alone. And you know the commandments. You mustn't kill. You mustn't commit adultery and da-da-da and all the rest of it, all the commandments. And this young man, very proud, he says, But yeah, Lord, I've kept all those things from my youth. I haven't committed adultery and haven't killed. And I've kept all the commandments and so on. And then Jesus says, Yes, you've done very well. You've kept all the commandments. But you're a rich young man, you've inherited the money that you have, and you're placing all your faith and your trust in your money, as though this is the most important thing. Remember the other stories? There are lots of stories in the gospel. The story of the man who had a wonderful crop and he filled up his barns with all these crops. And he said, I will live forever now and I've got lots of grain that will keep me going for years and years and years. And you remember what Jesus said, foolish man, or God said, foolish man, this very night I will call for your soul and died. And he placed all his faith and his trust and confidence in his crops and his barns and so on. And here this rich young man comes to Jesus, very proud that he's kept all the commandments. Yes, all the commandments. And he wants to inherit eternal life, to be with God forever, which is a very praiseworthy thing. But he has far too much of an attachment to his worldly possession. Why do I say that? Because Jesus says to him, there's one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then, come follow me. And what did he do? He went away sad. His face fell at these words. He went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. I mean, to give up everything you own. Now, you could say, is Jesus really being, must we take what Jesus says literally? Then we must say that all the rich people in the world must give up everything they own and give it to the poor and so on and be left with nothing. Is that what Jesus is saying? I don't believe that. No. What Jesus is saying, though, is that when we are blessed with wealth, we need to share what we have with others. And so the question is, how prepared are we to share what we have with others? Jesus is ramming home the point, and he says, one thing you lack, go and sell everything you own, give the money to the poor, and then come and follow me. He's really challenging the young man to place his faith and his trust in Jesus, not in his wealth. And that's always the challenge. But you might say to yourself, but you know, Father, why do we go on and on about money? Okay, let's leave money aside for a moment, and let's see that there are lots of other things that we can rely on. Could be your properties, your beautiful cars. Maybe you only like Porsches, or you only like Mercedes-Benzes. You take pride in your helicopters and your jets and whatever else. Is that really what you place your faith and your trust in? What about your reputation? You're a man of great, or a woman of great reputation. Do you place all your faith and your trust in your reputation? Are you prepared to give that all up when push comes to shove? These are the things we have to think about. So it's not just a question of money, but it's a question of the things we possess. It's a question of our own reputation and esteem that we place above everything else. Your position in life. Are we prepared to let all these things go and just place our faith and our trust in God? That's the challenge. Where is our heart? Is your heart in money, riches, motor cars, properties, reputation, esteem, you name it, whatever it is? You might be the greatest person in all the world. Are you prepared to say, well, you know, this is part of my role in life, is to have this position and so on? But if the Lord called you and said, are you prepared to give up everything and come follow me? That's the question. And that's the challenge. And tonight I want to pray that you and I will have, well, something of that, we'll have the grace, really, to give up everything to follow Jesus. That we will give up, that we will not place our faith and our trust in the things that are not important before God. Before God, just you are important. You in your simplicity, you in your poverty, you as you sit or kneel in prayer and bow your head before our Almighty God and say, Lord, I am your child. I am your loved one. Forget about my riches. Forget about my position in life. I am yours. Just love me always. Help me and just love me in my nakedness, so to speak. And that's how we should be. Just nothing before God. And ask the Lord to give us the grace and the strength not to place our faith and our trust and confidence in our riches, but in him. And if we do, if we are blessed with anything, let's be prepared to share what we have. And then Jesus says, when you are not attached to your riches, then come follow me. And that is the challenge. And I pray that tonight the Lord will give you and me the grace to follow him no matter what the cost. Let my prayer come before you, O Lord, and let it rise in your presence like incense. Let my prayer come before you, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Let my prayer come before you, O Lord. Let my soul proclaim your greatness forever, O my God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my soul proclaim your greatness forever, O my God. Now let us pray to God, who never deserts those who trust in him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Pour out your Spirit on the Church, and let all see in her the greatness of your loving kindness. Be with the priests and the ministers of your Church, and what they preach to others, may they practice in their lives. Teach us to understand one another more deeply, and by your presence free us from prejudice and fear. Give married couples constancy and mutual understanding. May their difficulties help to deepen the love they have for each other. And pardon the sins of all our departed brothers and sisters, and may they enjoy new life in the company of your saints. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Stay with us, Lord Jesus, as evening falls, and be our companion on our way. In your mercy, inflame our hearts and raise our hope, so that in union with our brothers and sisters, we may recognize you in the Scriptures and in the breaking of bread, who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
His faithfulness. you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. No thousands fall about you, near you it shall not come, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. For to his angels he's given a command to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
Well, a lovely hymn just to end our evening prayer. There was Vince Ambrosetti from his album Sacred Song. So from me, Father Emil, thanks for joining me. I wish you a wonderful evening. Keep warm, rest, relax, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at the crack of dawn. From me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.